Our help is in the name of the Lord, who has made heaven and earth, who keepeth truth forever, and who never forsaketh the works of his own hands. Amen. Grace, mercy, and peace be unto you from God the Father and the Lord Jesus Christ, in communion with the Holy Ghost. Amen. Congregation, let us sing from Psalter number 80, the first four stanzas. In thee, O Lord, I put my trust. I call upon thy name. O save me in thy righteousness, nor let me suffer shame. 1-4 of Psalter 80. Scripture reading for this morning hour can be found in Genesis chapter 21, and we'll read once again the first eight verses. Genesis 21, verses 1-8, but first we will read the holy law of God according to Exodus 20. And God spake all these words, saying, I am the Lord thy God, which have brought thee out of the land of Egypt, out of the house of bondage. And thou shalt have no other gods before me. And thou shalt not make unto thee any graven image, or any likeness of anything that is in heaven above, or that is in the earth beneath, or that is in the water under the earth. Thou shalt not bow down thyself to them, nor serve them, for I, the Lord thy God, am a jealous God, visiting the iniquity of the fathers upon the children unto the third and fourth generation of them that hate me, and showing mercy unto thousands of them that love me and keep my commandments. And thou shalt not take the name of the Lord thy God in vain, for the Lord will not hold him guiltless that taketh his name in vain. Remember the Sabbath day to keep it holy. 6 days shalt thou labor and do all thy work. But the seventh day is the Sabbath of the Lord thy God. In it thou shalt not do any work, thou, nor thy son, nor thy daughter, thy manservant, nor thy maidservant, nor thy cattle, nor thy stranger that is within thy gates. For in 6 days the Lord made heaven and earth, the sea and all that in them is, and rested the seventh day. Wherefore the Lord blessed the Sabbath day and hallowed it. Honor thy father and thy mother, that thy days may be long upon the land which the Lord thy God giveth thee. Thou shalt not kill. Thou shalt not commit adultery. Thou shalt not steal. Thou shalt not bear false witness against thy neighbor. Thou shalt not covet thy neighbor's house. Thou shalt not covet thy neighbor's wife, nor his manservant, nor his maidservant, nor his ox, nor his ass, nor anything that is thy neighbor's. Genesis chapter 21. And the Lord visited Sarah as he had said. And the Lord did unto Sarah as he had spoken. For Sarah conceived and bare Abraham a son in his old age, at the set time of which God had spoken to him. And Abraham called the name of his son that was born unto him, whom Sarah bare to him, Isaac. And Abraham circumcised his son Isaac, being 8 days old, as God had commanded him. And Abraham was 100 years old when his son Isaac was born unto him. And Sarah said, God hath made me to laugh, so that all that hear will laugh with me. And she said, who would have said unto Abraham that Sarah should have given children suck? For I have borne him a son in his old age. The child grew and was weaned, and Abraham made a great feast the same day that Isaac was weaned. So far, the reading of God's holy word. We hope to remember in prayer this morning Dustin Grisnick, who must return to the hospital again this week. Let us try to pray and ask for the blessing and help of the Lord. Almighty God, how full that our hearts ought to be in this morning hour, that they may worship Thee, that they may pour forth our thanksgiving, our acknowledgement to Thee for all who Thou art unto us, in Thy long suffering, and in Thy sparing hand over us, in Thy goodness, in Thy mercies, in Thy provision for this life, and in Thy provision for a life to come. Reveal to us out of Thy holy word. And Lord, Thou knowest how empty that our hearts are when we come to Thy house of prayer. Oh, there is nothing left of what Thou hast given unto us in our creation, that it go out to Thee, that it magnify Thy name, that it set Thee above all things. Oh, there is nothing left of it. Lord, our fall that has been so deep that we have that we are now dead in sins and in trespasses, except that Thou may give that we may be born again. And Lord, this is therefore in this morning when we ought to overflow with Thy goodness. And when we ought to overflow with good deeds, good works, good words, good thoughts, good intentions, good motives. And when we have nothing of it, then we can do nothing but come to Thee and ask of Thee that Thou wilt fill us with that which we have thrown away. Oh, that Thou may look upon us in mercy. Oh, our responsibility, Lord, is so great. Thou callest us unto so much, and Thou wilt bring us therefore into account when we have to stand before Thee. But with all our responsibility, we will have to be condemned. Oh, if Thou would look upon us in that state wherein we have been born, then there is no hope for any one of us. Then we will be placed on Thy left hand with the goats, and then it shall be said to us, "Depart from me, ye that work iniquity." Oh, in our old man, that man in which we are born by nature, there is nothing good. Lord, we have but to confess to Thee that we have sinned against Thee, against Thy grace, provoked Thee to Thy face, left Thee days without number, and are worthy that Thou wouldst cut us off from Thee and from all opportunity to turn again unto our Maker, that Thou would take away from us Thy word, the preaching, the reading of Thy word, that Thou would deal with us as we deserve. Lord, forgive our many, many sins. Oh, take them all away. Thou hast sent Thine only begotten Son into this world. And we hope soon to commemorate that blessed event. Lord, could it please Thee to also reveal Him to our souls in this world, in this time. And Thou who hast sent Him, Thou hast also received Him. in all his work which he has accomplished, as so that he could say, it is finished. And he left all things in thy hands. And Lord, thou hast raised him from the dead, and thou hast received his work, and thou hast received his person, and in him thou wilt receive thy church. Though they are so empty, though they have sinned against thee, though there is nothing that they can bring from their own side, thou wilt receive them when thou wilt look upon that blessed mediatorial work of thy own dear child. This is my beloved Son, in whom I am well pleased. Lord, what a wonder that thou hast spoken such a word to him whom thou hast sent into this world, that it may be heard even here below, as men pine away in their miserable state by nature, without hope and without God in this world, then to hear that there is someone in whom that thou art so well pleased. Oh, he is the mediator of thy church. He is sent that he may pay their price. Lord, he is sent that he may take away all the punishment, that he may also send forth his Spirit to cleanse and to wash that people, so that though from their side they can bring forth nothing, they are in the sight of thee, O thou most high and holy being, so white, without spot and without wrinkle. O thou seest no spot in thy beloved Jacob. Lord, may thou give thy people to understand, because there are those who cannot live anymore as they have been born. Lord, thou knowest where they are. They cry out to thee from the wretchedness of their natural state. They cry out to thee when they have to experience the depth of their fall, that they are not able to make that reconciliation, that they cannot return unto that God whom they have come to love. Oh, that there may be many such, Lord, in the midst of us, and by the working of thy Holy Spirit. And when it is not so, Lord, wilt thou give it in the midst of us, that thou may hear from heaven that cry that comes up from the earth, from a people that are brought into bondage, from a people that are brought to see that there is nothing but death before them. Lord, when that cry comes to thee, oh, that thou may hear from heaven thy dwelling place. It is from a sinful people. It is from an unworthy people, O Lord. But thou knowest for whom that thou hast done that great work. Thou sayest, Lord, I came not to call the righteous, but sinners to repentance. Oh, then that thou would hear that people, when their cry comes before the Lord of Sabaoth, that they may also receive a little answer, that they may receive a little inshining from the work of thy Holy Spirit, and that thou would open unto thy people him whom thou hast sent into this world, that they may be brought to the end of their own way, that they may have revealed to them and that new and that living way. Lord, that there may be an advance people that may look forward to thy coming, that may yearn, that may hunger, that may thirst after the blessed Son of God, that could not do without him, that may experience without thee we can do nothing. Lord, remember all thy people
For there are those for whom that way is so long, and it is a remembrance from so many years ago that they must confess that the Lord has looked upon them in mercy and that he had dealings with their soul. But thou knowest how long, Lord. Look thou upon thy people. Do instruct them and show them the way. And wilt thou cut them off not only from their own work, but wilt thou cut them off from their own life? And they seek to uphold themselves skin for skin. All that a man hath he will give for his life. Lord, even Satan himself, he knew it, and thou knowest it most perfectly. What lies in the heart of thy people? They cannot die, and they cannot die that they might live. But thou sayest that without dying they cannot live. Lord, wilt thou remember them, then be too strong for them, and wilt thou bring them to confess and to agree, to come on thy side with all thy judgments, and that they may receive so freely out of the blessed hand of thee, and by the working and the application of thy Holy Spirit, that free and sovereign grace that is given unto unworthy and wretched ones. Lord, may thou open it in this day. May thou show it unto thy people as they languish here below. It is a church militant. It is a church that never comes over to conquer sin. Lord, it is a church that is often despondent. It is a church that is so disappointed with herself. Wretched man that I am. But give that church in this day may be given to rejoice in thee and in thy only begotten Son. Lord, remember thy people in the dark days in which we are living, where we must say that thy Spirit goes not out as heretofore. We beseech thee, gracious Spirit, that thou may come also in this day unto us, who are so undeserving because of our own sin. But thou art so merciful unto those who have gone astray time and time again. Lord, we beseech thee, a God of the heavens and of the earth, the decreer of the salvation of those that are lost, that thou may look upon us in this day, and that thy Spirit may be felt in the midst of us, that he may go from heart to heart, from pew to pew, that he may dwell also in the heart of thy servant, to open thy word, that it may be proclaimed in all of its fullness, to the great glory of thy holy name, to the salvation of our poor souls. Wilt thou look upon all the afflicted ones? There are those that are sick, O Lord. They are in their own homes. They are not able to come to thy house. Wilt thou remember them in their places, even on this thy Sabbath day, that it may be a disappointment to them, that they must stay at home, that in their heart may dwell what dwelt in the heart of thy servant, when he longed for the house of the Lord and for the courts of the Lord, and that burning that is within, that might go out to the Lord of the Sabbath, that he also may give a blessing in their own places. Lord, wilt thou look upon all the afflicted ones? We remember also that little child. That thou may remember him also. The difficulties, they are returning, so many problems. And Lord, may thou look upon him then in all the afflictions of that young life, that thou may restore him, could it please thee. Oh, another thing they will try. Lord, we are of yesterday and we don't know anything. Also the doctors. But oh, that thou may give them wisdom, that it may be for his welfare, that he may be able to continue in this life. But oh, that thou may sanctify this calling to him, to his family, strengthen his parents, and all this way that they are called to travel. Be with all those that are afflicted. Be with widows, widowers, and orphans. When day by day they must experience loneliness in this life, Lord, be on their right and on their left hand, and may thou visit them from above. Wilt thou go before all thy truly sent servants in this world, when upon thy holy day they are called to go forth? But thou knowest also how empty that they are. Lord, may thou fill them with thy Holy Spirit, that it may go to the west and to the east, to the north and to the south in this world, blessing thy word to the heart of sinners, that thy kingdom may come, and that many may yet be called forth before that thou comest to judge the quick and the dead. A day that we see so fast approaching upon us and upon our dear children. Give us then to hasten for the sake of our life, that this day may be a day wherein there are those that are called forth out of nature's darkness into thy marvelous light, that they may begin to smite upon their breast and to cry out, O God, be merciful to me, the sinner. Oh, it is a miracle, Lord, but the birth of thy Son was also a miracle. Oh, it was given by thee in the womb. Oh, that thou may give such a birth this day in the midst of us as a congregation, that that miracle may be experienced and that there may be a joy in heaven this day over one sinner that repenteth. Lord, forgive our many sins and hear us for the sake of him whom thou always heareth, for the sake of the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen.
While your offering is being received, we'll sing from Psalter 210, stanzas 1, 2, 4, and 5. To God will I direct my prayer, and he will make my needs his care. I trust him still, though in my grief no answer yet has brought relief. With hands stretched out through all the night, uncomforted I sought for light. The last collection today is for the building fund. Psalter 210, stanzas 1, 2, 4, and 5. Congregation, David in Psalm 84 has written, "My soul longeth, yea, even fainteth for the courts of the Lord. My heart and my flesh crieth out for the living God. My soul longeth." What does that mean, to long? It speaks about a very strong, a vehement desire. And when we desire something, that means that we lack it, that we miss it. It is something that we do not possess. My soul longeth. We are also living in a time wherein there is much longing. We see that in our world. When we will only go to the shopping stores, and then we will see them full of people. And then we see that there is a people that are longing. They are waiting. There is an expectation that they may receive something in this world. We're living in a time where we are all supposed, according to the world, to catch the spirit of Christmas with all of its foolish songs, traditions, parades, and everything else that is connected to it. And we hope, congregation, that this is not our life. We hope that we do not want anything to do with this worldly way to commemorate the birth of the Son of God into this world. After Christmas, then in this world there is going to be a great disappointment. That is the time when statistically the suicide rate will increase dramatically. And why? Because all that was thought and hoped to fulfill will be experienced as unfulfilling. There is nothing in this whole world that is able to fill the need of the human soul. Within the church, there is also a time, a special time of longing. It is those weeks which we begin in this day, which we call Advent. And that speaks of also a very special longing. But the object of that longing, that is so very different. And what is that object? Oh, David said, "My soul longeth for the courts of the Lord. My heart and my flesh crieth out for the living God." O congregation, do we also know something of this desire of David, this longing? Does your heart by times also cry out after that living God? Then we are not desiring something that is vain. We're not desiring something that is carnal. We are not desiring something that is passing away. No, but then we are desiring something which is substantial. Then we desire something which is spiritual. We desire something that is going to last to all eternity. Then we don't desire something that is driven by a worldly spirit, by a carnal spirit. No, we desire something and that is placed in our soul by the Holy Spirit of the Lord Himself. And then we do not desire something that is going to be put to shame, but we then have a desire that is going to be fulfilled in the beginning in this time and to a great and never-ending eternity. We wish with the help of the Lord to begin to speak about this in this Sabbath day and in this morning from the words of our text, which you can find in Genesis 21, verses 2 and 3. Genesis 21, verses 2 and 3. For Sarah conceived and bare Abraham a son in his old age, at the set time of which God had spoken to him. And Abraham called the name of his son that was born unto him, whom Sarah bare to him, Isaac. So far, the words of our text. Christ's birth, foreshadowed in the birth of Isaac. First, the type. Second, the antitype. And afterwards, we hope to close with a word of application. Christ's birth, foreshadowed in the birth of Isaac. First, the type. Second, the antitype. And Sarah said, God hath made me to laugh. How is that, boys and girls? Is Sarah laughing again? We have heard this before, that Sarah was laughing. And now what do we hear? Is Sarah laughing again? Yes, indeed. Sarah is laughing again. But now Sarah is laughing in such a different way that Sarah has laughed before. How do we know this? Because we read it in our text. Sarah is now holding a little infant in her arms. Sarah conceived and bare Abraham a son in his old age at the set time of which God had spoken to him. Thus, is that now a laugh of unbelief that is impossible? No, now she laughs, but it is so different from before. There are times, congregation, in the life of God's people, that the Lord makes it so true again. So true again. Everything that they had previously put by the wayside because they were not able to take hold of it. And now the Lord gives to Sarah what no one in this world is able to take away from her. No, that is her own. This is from the Lord. And the Lord gives to her substance. That was a child that was long awaited. What do we read? And Abraham was 100 years old when his son Isaac was born unto him. He was 75 years old when he departed out of Haran. And we know that the Lord had spoken to him some time before this. And therefore it is more than 25 years ago that the Lord has spoken unto Abraham. How long have you waited? And for what are you waiting? For what were Sarah and Abraham waiting? Were they waiting just for a child? Were they waiting that they may also have a child of their own? Just like all of the other mothers and fathers, they may have a child of their own. Is this what Abraham and Sarah were waiting for? No. No, it is not merely this. Abraham and Sarah are waiting for so much more. They're waiting for something that is so much greater. What are they waiting for? Oh, they are waiting for a Messiah. They are waiting for a Savior. They have a need. It is not a natural need. No, but they have a spiritual need. Congregation, are we also waiting? Even as Abraham and Sarah were waiting. So how is that now? Is that Messiah born now? She holds this little baby in her arms. Is this now the fulfillment? Is this now the birth of the Messiah? No, you say this is not the fulfillment of that promise for which Abraham and Sarah are waiting. That fulfillment that is going to come many, many years from now. Thus, what is this birth? What is this birth of this child? What is this birth of Isaac unto Abraham and Sarah who are waiting for that Messiah to come into this world? What is this birth to them? Well, this birth that is to Abraham and Sarah an opening of a way for that child to be born. This is the first necessary step. Abraham knows that that child that must come through his own seed. This is not Ishmael. So what has to happen before that Savior can come, then Sarah must have a child. No, it is not the culmination. It is not the end of that thing for which they are waiting. But it is now that first necessary step. When this would not take place, then the last thing cannot take place either. We may say this is the beginning of the fulfillment of that promise for them. The Lord works in the life of His people step by step. The Lord is not revealing, the Lord is not giving everything to that people all in one day. But one point at a time. And when we read the prophecies in the Word of God, then we may also see many times multiple fulfillments of those prophecies. That there is a fulfillment here in this world, for example, or a next fulfillment that we are still looking for in this world. Maybe a culmination, a final fulfillment be given in eternity. Thus, a way that is open in the life of Abraham and Sarah for that Savior to come. Oh, that is therefore a great encouragement to these two people. Now they may see, now they may feel, now they may experience something in their own life. How that God indeed is doing as He had spoken and as He had said. In the birth of Isaac, when they may look upon that child, then there is no doubt in the mind of Abraham and Isaac that Messiah was certainly going to come forth. Thus they may see Him as it were by faith, even in this their own little child. That birth of Isaac, that is the beginning.
But when that beginning of that promise is being fulfilled, then for that eye of faith, because of the faithfulness of the Lord, then it is good as seeing in that moment also the end. Then they may see everything. Then they may believe what the Lord has said that will certainly come to pass. Not only so, but there is also a great increase in clarity. That is, now they are given for the first time to see the way. Now they are given for the first time to see how that the Lord is going to fulfill this promise. They may hold this little child in their own arms from whom that Messiah is going to be born. That was not revealed before. But no, now the way that promise will be fulfilled, that becomes clearer in the life of Abraham and of Isaac. Oh, how these two have felt something in that birth of that little child. How they have felt something of the nearness of the presence of the Lord. Oh, they can see it, they can feel it even in their own child. He is born by way of a great miracle. This is not just the common way of nature, no. No, but the Lord's hand is so directly in this for these two persons. And Sarah said, God hath made me to laugh. Oh, can we understand this? No, that is not a sinful laughter anymore. No, she says, God now, God has made me to laugh. Oh, now Sarah, when she holds that little child in her arms, then she may sink away under the great goodness of the Lord. Oh, what words of Sarah are rightly able to express the blessedness of the Lord, His goodness, His mercy to her, and what He has given her to hold in her own arms. Oh, human language that is falling so short for that people in such a time. And therefore the Lord Himself will bring it to expression. How does the Lord do that? We read, and thou shalt call his name Isaac. And what do we read in our text? And Abraham called the name of his son that was born unto him, whom Sarah bare to him, Isaac. Isaac. What does that word mean, Isaac? Do you know what that means, children? That word Isaac, that means laugh. Maybe you say, oh, maybe Sarah and Abraham would have liked to pick a different name. To pick a name that was nicer and meant something in the course of this world. Oh, but Abraham is told by the Lord what to name his son. And now Abraham, he may walk in that way of obedience. That is indeed a child of laughter, is it not? That is a child. When in the promise Abraham heard, oh, Abraham has laughed in wonderment. How that the Lord was going to do such a wonder in his life. Sarah was not a stranger of the laughter of unbelief. Why? Because the matter that was too great for Sarah to receive. Oh, who, she says, who would have thought that I, that Sarah, should have given children suck? Oh, Sarah,
She knew that laughter of unbelief. But Sarah may also now know that laughter of Abraham. She may know that laughter of wonderment. And what does Sarah say? She says, not only does my husband know it, not only may I know it, but she says others are also going to know that same laughter. God hath made me to laugh, so that all that hear will laugh with me. Oh, the miracle of this birth that was going to be the cause of the laughter of many, the rejoicing of many. It will be a wonder unto many, those who may hear of that wonder only in that life of Sarah. But not only so, there were not only those who were going to laugh with her. No, there were also those who were going to laugh at her. There were those who were going to laugh at him. And that came to pass shortly thereafter, when Ishmael is mocking with this child of the Lord, Isaac. Laughter, thus that name that goes before this child, it will go before him as a herald. It will say what this child is going to be in this world. Oh, for some, he is going to be a child of wonder. As for some, he will be a child of a miracle. For some, he will be a child that he is a gift from heaven. And for others, he is going to be the cause of mockery. He is going to be the cause of scorn. They are going to laugh at him. Isaac, laughter, awe, wonderment, rejoicing, speechlessness, a magnifying of that holy name of the Lord. What a difficult way congregation went before this. This laughter. Many years went before this laughter. They were years of decreasing. They were years when everything had to be stripped away that was from the side of man. All the strength, all the power, all the wisdom, all the work, all the devices that were of man. Step by step, through 25 long years, the Lord had to strip Abraham and Sarah. Not only so, but what a difficult way is ahead of them. It is a way of death. It is an even deeper way than that way that is behind them. It is a way wherein Abraham, in a personal way, is going to have to take this child, lay him upon the altar. And he is going to have to send a knife through him. It is a way of death. As a nation that is a child, his children, grandchildren, what is the way? It is to Egypt. It will be a way of bondage. It will be a way of slavery. It will be a way of death. It will be a way wherein the enemy will seem like he is going to exterminate them all together. What a way lays behind. What a deeper way lays before. Now for a moment. Just for a moment. In the Meshech of this life.
Sarah and Abraham may laugh. They may rejoice. They may rejoice for a moment in the work of the Lord. Just for a moment, they may have a little taste of heaven. Just for a moment, they may taste something of the rejoicing that is around the throne of God. But this rejoicing is not going to end here with Isaac.
No, we see that in our second thought, the antitype. Whereby shall I know this? For I am an old man, and my wife well stricken in years. Who is this? That is Zacharias. He's laughing. He's laughing with Sarah in unbelief. Then there came a day that he laughed with Sarah again. When was that? That was that day that he may hold that little child in his arms. Who was that, children? Say, that was John the Baptist. Oh, then he may sing, "Blessed be the Lord God of Israel, for he hath visited and redeemed his people. For he hath raised up an horn of salvation for us within that house of David." And what did the angels say concerning that little child? That they shall have joy and gladness. And many, he says, shall rejoice at his birth. Who is this? This is the forerunner. This is the forerunner of that miraculous conception of whom Isaac was a type. And who is this? That is the Lord Jesus Christ himself. And the angel answered and said unto her, "The Holy Ghost shall come upon thee, and the power of the highest shall overshadow thee. Therefore that holy thing which shall be born of thee shall be called the Son of God." Birth of Isaac. That is typical of the birth of Christ. The birth of Isaac. That is a pledge to the church of the Old Testament of another seed. Did Abraham know this? Certainly he knew this. What does the Lord Jesus say? Abraham rejoiced to see my day, and he saw it and was glad. Oh, that little child that was born in that stable, laid in that manger, was a child so long awaited. Not only by Abraham, but also before Abraham. It was so long awaited even by our first parents. 4,000 years. The church of God has waited for this child. How dark. How dark that it became by times for that people that waited for him. Why? Because that time was so long. Especially in the end, then we read that there was no more prophet after Malachi. 400 years that they heard not from heaven. Is that not understandable that that people would have become so discouraged? Is it not understandable that that people said it is impossible, that they say it is never going to happen?
But how greatly did they rejoice in his birth. Unfathomable. They rejoiced in heaven and they rejoiced upon the earth. Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace, goodwill toward men. Who was that, children? That was the angels. Oh, when that little child was born, then there was rejoicing about the throne of God. Simeon, he takes that little child up in his arms. Oh, he speaks about this light to lighten the Gentiles and the glory of his people, Israel. Oh, Anna, she may see him, as she may give thanks, and she may speak of him to all those who looked for redemption in Jerusalem, in Israel. The shepherds, what did they do? And they returned, we read. They returned how? They returned glorifying and praising God for all the things they had heard and seen as it was told unto them. Oh, what a rejoice. And then there were also those others. Because we read it of those shepherds. That all they that heard it wondered at those things that were told them by the shepherds. Oh, what a rejoicing was in the day of that birth of that Son of God. Was the salvation of that church then accomplished? Was this the end? Is this now the fulfillment? No. No, it is not yet accomplished. There is still so much more that has to take place. But in that birth of the Lord Jesus Christ, a way is made open for the fulfillment of that promise. Here is now the first necessary step for the salvation of that church. Without this, without his incarnation, without his birth in this world, then the salvation of that church cannot take place. And therefore you understand what a great encouragement that this birth of Christ was for God's church. That indeed the Lord was doing as he had said. That the Lord was doing what he had spoken. That birth of Christ, that is the beginning. But for that people, when they may see that he is born, oh, then the end, that is just as sure for them as the beginning. What an encouragement then in the life of that people. What an increase also, congregation, in the clarity. You understand that that person was never revealed. For these 4,000 years, as they are, the church is looking forward and for the accomplishment of the salvation of their soul. And now, oh, now that child, he is born. That child is revealed. Oh, then they can see how that the Lord is going to accomplish his will. Oh, what a presence of the Lord was experienced in those days. When the Lord is revealing himself in this world by this miracle. Oh, how close that the Lord showed himself to be unto that people. What a difficult way went before this. It was a way wherein that nation had to be stripped. It was a way wherein that nation had to be brought to nothing. It was a way wherein all their strength and all their power had to be taken away, and they had to come under the hand, under the ruling, under the power of the Romans. their kingdom laid low. A difficult way that went before us. Congregation, what a difficult way will follow. It will be even a deeper way. There is still much that has to take place. What is the way that they have to go afterwards? It is the way of death. It will not be for the church a way of increasing that they may sit on the right and on the left hand of that king. That is not the way. But after that Son of God is revealed in this world, then it will be a way of humility. A sword is going to go through the heart of his dear mother. It will go through the heart of his own disciples. When they will descend until that this long promised Messiah is laying himself in the grave. They do not realize it. What a way is before them yet. A difficult way behind. A deeper yet way before. But for a moment. For a moment in this world. Church that may rejoice. For a moment in this world. A church that may rejoice in the birth of the Son of God. Heaven descending to the earth in the Son of God incarnate. The angels in heaven glorifying God and God's people for a moment tasting a little foretaste of what that eternal rejoicing will be. Just for a moment. Congregation, what do we know? What do we know of this in our own life? Let us sing. Psalter 319. Stanzas 1, 2, and 3. Give thanks and praise to God above. For everlasting is his love. Praise him, ye saints, your Savior praise, forever good in all his ways. 1, 2, and 3 of Psalter 319.
believe, help thou mine unbelief. There is a people in this world for whom that unbelief is a burden. But congregation, they cannot change it. And why can't they change it? Because of the sight of self. Because the wonder for that people is too great. And therefore they cannot receive it unto themselves. And how dark it can be for that people. And how long a time that it can last for that people that they have to say, we see not our signs. But there is coming now a day. There is coming a day that the Lord is going to reveal His only begotten Son to their soul. There is coming a day and that Son of God is going to be born in their heart. Listen to the prophecy of Isaiah. Look unto Abram your father and unto Sarah that bare you. For I called him alone and blessed him and increased him. For the Lord shall comfort Zion. He will comfort all her waste places. And he will make her wilderness like Eden and her desert like the garden of the Lord. Joy and gladness shall be found therein, thanksgiving and the voice of melody. Therefore he says, sing, sing, O barren, thou that didst not bear. Break forth into singing and cry aloud, thou that didst not travail with child. For more are the children of the desolate than the children of the married wife, saith the Lord. Congregation, words. Words are too short to express what happens in the heart of that people. In that day that the Lord reveals Himself within them. That is a day that they may receive their first glimpse of that holy child. That is the day that the Lord speaks. That He says, I am the way, I am the truth, and I am the life. Oh, that is the way, that is the day in which that new covenant, that new way is revealed over against that old and broken covenant. That is the day wherein the Lord Jesus says, I am the door. If by me any enter in, he shall go in and out, and he shall find pasture. Oh, that is the day that the soul is enlightened, that it may enter a little bit into those blessed mysteries of God, that it may see the freeness of that great gift, that it may see something of the completeness of that price that has been paid, of that one-sided work that He Himself has said it is finished. And that there is nothing that needs to be added from that side of man. Oh, who is able to describe the joy that is laying in the heart of that people that is beyond the speaking of human words? That is the day that heaven and earth may rejoice together. That is the day that the soul that would have all this world to come and rejoice with me, come and hear all ye that fear the Lord, and I will tell you what he has done unto my soul. Oh, is it then the end for the people? Is it then complete then for that people? No, it is not. But by the revelation of that dear Son of God in their soul, congregation, a way is made open. A way is made open that it may become possible for me. Oh, with Abraham and with Sarah, with that church of all ages, now that church may see a way that they did not see before. It is the beginning. No, it is not the end. It is the beginning of the fulfillment. Oh, that is the day when in the prison doors do go open, that David may say, our soul that is escaped as a bird from the snare of the fowler. That snare is broken and we are escaped. Oh, then it seems to that people that they are already delivered. Oh, it is really but the beginning for them of that deliverance. But there is in that moment no difference between the end and the beginning. Because faith, oh, faith may take hold of it. And that faithfulness of the Lord is in that moment so true that he is that lamb slain even from the foundation of the world. Oh, what an encouragement. What an encouragement to that people. That the Lord indeed is doing what he had said. And that the Lord indeed is doing as he had spoken. Oh, in one moment, everything becomes so true again. Everything that they had thrown away. Because that time was so long. And they thought it was impossible. And that the Lord comes not. Oh, what an increase. What an increase in clarity for the people of the Lord. Oh, it is something they will never forget. And when the Lord is revealing that only way to reconciliation with God, then they see a way that they have never seen before. What a presence. Oh, what a presence of the Lord is experienced in the life, in the heart of that people. Oh, the Lord, he is so close. And because that Lord of heaven and of earth is so close, there is nothing that humbles a person so deep in the dust as the appearing of the Lord. Congregation, oh, what a difficult way that goes before this. What a difficult way that goes before this. It is a way of decreasing. It is a way of stripping a man of all of his own strength and of all of his own power and of all of his own work. Is it the end? No, it is not the end. Oh, there is so much more to follow. And what is the way that follows this? The way that follows this is not a way of increasing, but it is a way of decreasing. It is a way of death. It is the way wherein with everything that they have received, they must come into death. And therefore a difficult way behind. And a difficult way and a deeper way is going before. But for one moment, oh, for a moment in the Meshach of this life, the people, they may rejoice. They may rejoice in the birth of that Son of God within their heart. Oh, they may rejoice in the revelation, the personal revelation of that only begotten Son of God. Oh, congregation, what is your desire? What is your desire now in this season? Is your desire with the world? Is your desire for all the things of the flesh? They're all passing away. It is going to be such a disappointment. It will be a disappointment already here in this world. And it is going to be a disappointment when we stand before our judge on that great day of peace. Oh, there would be not a greater blessing that you could receive in this season, but that the Lord would show to you and make it your greatest burden that you are without God in this world. Oh, are there such that are living so in this world that cannot go on because they cannot do without the Lord? How does it go? How does it go then in your life? Does it go forward? Does it increase in the way of piety? In the way of religion, that you come closer and closer to God, and you're praying, and your good works, Maybe someday you will be an elder, be a minister. Then it is nothing but the way of the rich young ruler. And when it is all done, it will be nothing but sorrow. Or is there a people that know something, that know a little bit about the way of the true church of God? Is there something? Are there those that must experience that it goes not forward, but that it goes backward? That it goes not closer to God, but that it goes further away? Or is there a people for whom the need has become so simple? Has the need become so simple that you say there is only one thing that I need? That I need to be forgiven. And why? Because the Ethiopian cannot change his skin, and the leopard cannot change his spots. And this man, he cannot do good because he is accustomed to do evil. Or do you hear then of a mediator? Or do you then have a longing that also this mediator that you may hear of with your ears, that you may learn of with your mind? Oh, do you have a longing that this mediator may also be revealed unto you? That way may be long, congregation. That may be long was for Abraham and Sarah more than 25 long years. And there is so much needs to be stripped away. But the Lord is stronger than you are. And that is your only consolation. The Lord will work it through, no matter how much that you fight against it. Are there those that may be brought even a step further upon that way? Are there those who are not ignorant of the revelation of this blessed mediator that must say that they have been shown in all their impossibility that new and that living way, and that there has been that moment in their life that they may rejoice? That they may rejoice with heaven, and that they may rejoice with the earth. What is the way that goes before you? It is not a way of increasing, that you come closer and closer to God. No. What is the way? It is a way of death. It is a way of dying until that everything we have not only lost our works, but we have also lost our life. And when we have to stand then before our judge and say, Lord, it is right. It is right. Thy judgment that is just. If I have to be forever and forever cast away from thee. Oh, that is not a way that our flesh desires. Skin for skin, all that a man hath, he will give for his life. We rebel against that way. And what is your only comfort? That God is stronger than you are. And that the Lord will bring you in that place where you cannot bring yourself. And then you will hear. When your way is death, the sentence of that judge. And then you will rejoice, whether it is here in this life or whether it is after this life. Then you will begin to rejoice, and that will continue forever. Amen. O Lord of heaven and of earth, O give that thy Spirit may bring thy word home to each one of us. O seek us out, Lord. They are ways of what is not desirable for our flesh, but they are ways in which thy church by moments will rejoice here below to learn what is done above. Oh, teach it to us. Forgive our many sins. Dismiss us with thy blessing. Bring us with desire in thy house in this afternoon hour. For Jesus' sake, amen. 397 stanzas 1 through 4. O Lord, thou art my God and King, and I will ever bless thy name. I will extol thee every day, and evermore thy praise proclaim. 1 through 4 of Psalter 397. Thank you.
receive the blessing of the Lord and go in peace. The Lord bless thee and keep thee. The Lord make his face shine upon thee and be gracious unto thee. The Lord lift up his countenance upon thee and give thee peace. Amen. Blessing.